it's my honor to introduce the best player to wear number 21, our 21st head football coach, the legendary Deion Coach Prime Sanders.
These are tears that you don't understand the prayers that has been made. These are tears that has accompanied me through this journey. These are tears of satisfaction, Mr. President. These are tears of joy, passion. These are tears that just establish how proud I am to stand before my people. I said to stand before my people. I never read nothing. I usually come right off my cap, but it's a couple things that I wanted to truly establish. I believe that God led me here, not man. I'm gonna say that real slow. I believe that God led me here, not man, because man didn't believe that I was coming. W.C. Gordon, Jackie Slater, Lim Barney, Robert Brazil, Eddie Payton, late Walter Payton, Jimmy Smith, and Houston Hoover, who drove me to every game, established a tradition here that I believe that we can reestablish. I believe the men that I sat and looked into their eyes on a Zoom call yesterday can win SWAC championships. I believe the Sonic Boom is the best thing since peanut butter and jelly. I believe that our commitment to excellence academically can continue. I believe that our student enrollment can increase. I believe that the crime in this community could cease. I believe that these young men that we're raising is going to be pillars in the community, not only professional football players, but professionals. I believe that the coaching staff that we assembled that has a cumulative of 84 years of professional playing and coaching experience together combined can teach, reach, educate, inform, and can lead these kids to excellence. I'm foolish enough to believe. Do you believe? I believe that a stadium that gets 30,000, which is wonderful for HBCUs, but it holds 60,000. I believe that we can fill it. I love the way you tailgate. I love the tradition, but I believe that you go now, get your butt in the stadium and watch this. I believe that all the people that you know with a child that has a D1 potential or a Power 5 potential that can now choose Jackson State. I believe that our coaching staff is going to go into every hood, every barbershop, every soul food joint, every nook and cranny, every grandmother's house to recruit these dogs, because we have 99 players that has been drafted into the NFL, but I believe up under my watch, we're gonna have 100. I believe that some wonderful things is gonna happen if we unite together, because I believe in unity. I believe in every person sitting up on the stage, they wouldn't be on the stage if they didn't have that intangible, that it, that je ne sais quoi, that thing that separates them from the rest. And I believe with your help, with your assistance, that we could be a pillar of all HBCUs. See, I'm foolish enough to believe that. Do you believe? We're looking for players that are fast, smart, tough, and disciplined. Not only on the field, but in the classroom. Not only in the classroom, but at the home. Not only at the home, but in the community. And I believe that we can do that. We have coaches that are competent. We have coaches that are committed. We have coaches that will challenge. We have coaches that are just awesome men that cannot wait for this opportunity, because some of them are sacrificing because, you know why? Because they believe. Now, if I could believe that, can you match me? Can you help me? I'm not talking about just the talk, just the rhetoric that we oftentimes have. I'm talking about really help me, because I can't do this by myself. I need each and every one of you without a shadow of a doubt. I don't care if it's 3rd and 5 and we down by 6 at I-20. You got to believe that we're gonna march down that field. You got to believe that we can do the unthinkable. You got to believe that we can accomplish the untainable. You got to believe it. If you don't believe, you ain't got no business in here. Everybody on this roster, all you kids that are on this team, on this roster, if you don't believe that you can make it into the NFL, you at the wrong school, because we need some dogs that truly believe. Now, do you believe? When we recruit these kids, you got to play a role. You got to let them know the peace and the serenity that is provided in this wonderful city. You got to let them know how kind and loving and kind-hearted we are. Ever since I got off the plane, ever since I came a few weeks ago, everything about this city is phenomenal. You're one of the best kept secrets, but I don't know if you believe what you have. You got to believe. You got to make the most out of any situation you put into. You got to make the best of whatever it is. Everybody receives the same amount of time in a day. It's up to you what you do within that day. And you got to believe that you can make a difference, because that's the only darn reason I'm here, because I believe we will never settle for mediocrity ever again. And I'm foolish enough to believe. If you believe, say, I believe. President, we're going to increase enrollment. Ashley, this program is going to be so prominent that it's going to assist every other program in this university. All the other sports head coaches, persons associated, I'm here for you. If you got a dog that you need me to help you recruit, you best believe I'm here for you. Because I don't know if you know, but we're family now. When I was getting this suit made several weeks ago, I told him, I just don't want the patch on the outside. I want you to have the inside. Oh, because I'm just not JSU on the outside, I'm JSU. Put my marketing hat on. That was for the media, y'all. We're going to get these kids exposure. We're going to put a light on these kids. We're going to allow them to shine. But you got to understand, that same light that causes you to shine is that same light can also show you blemishes. So I hope y'all ready. I hope you're prepared. And I hope you're able. Because I have a commitment to excellence in each and every thing I do. And I did not leave my 100 acres and a mule to come here for no bull jump. We gonna win. We gonna look good while we win. We gonna have a good time, Sonic Boom, while we win. And we gonna do this professionally. But I believe this is going to be a marriage made in heaven. And I cannot wait to get started. Do you believe? I'm going to ask you one last time. Do you believe?
There you go, family. Deion Sanders. Ooh. head football coach for Jackson State University, and we got a professor from JSU with us today, Prince Durham. How you doing today, Prince?
Oh, PA, I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
You didn't ask him, PA, you didn't ask him, do he believe?
I'm sure he believe. I know he believe.
And sitting in that audience, man, you know, I was at the press conference. Sitting in that audience, it was just, he brought you in. I mean, it's something that, you know, compared to being in Obama's presence, how their words just gravitate and pull you in. He's electrifying.
Wow. Tell me about the atmosphere right now at Jackson State.
Oh, PA, it's on cloud nine. I mean, we haven't had this excitement in a very, very long time. The magnitude of this hiring is beyond sports. And Coach Prime alluded to that in the fact that, you know, he has such a gravitational pull in which people are going to tune in. Jackson State University's on national news. ESPN is talking about them. Fox Sports is talking about them. Twitter is trending on Twitter. So it is one of those things where you don't often get that type of exposure at a black school, especially, you know, when it's something this positive.
Right, right. Chauncey Williams says he gave a sermon. Did it feel like a sermon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The only thing they didn't do was pass that plate around.
Because
Coach Prime, he doesn't shy away from his religion. He's a devout Christian, and he speaks about God, you know, emphatically. So, you know, you were going to get that, you know, even if you had Ray Lewis up there, those types of guys walk with some type of pulpit demeanor to them.
Right. Now, what we didn't show is that the band actually marched in, right? The marching band.
Oh man, it was. He came in presidential style. He had they had a police escort inside of a gym.
And like an escalator or something, right? Like an escalator.
Yeah, they had the state troopers. Then they had a squad car that led them in into a gym. Not outside, around, into the gymnasium. And I was just floored. I said, okay, oh, times have changed.
did anybody see this coming?
You know what, PA? Yes and no. So one of the things that the president said in his opening remarks is that this was the worst kept secret. It was rumored some time ago, but nothing had been confirmed. The university was denying it. Coach Prime wasn't confirming anything. But there were a lot of reports coming out. And so we were tapering our expectations because we didn't want to get our hopes up and then, you know, the anvil gets dropped down and, you know, it doesn't happen. But then it started picking up steam and more people started talking about it. And then we start seeing pictures of the president and the athletic director hanging out with Deion Sanders. I don't think they would get advice on the coaching. So it was one of those things where it's kind of like, you remember, you know, the presents being out on the Christmas tree the night before, you can't sleep. And so you just sitting in your bed waiting for the morning to come just to run downstairs to open the presents. That's how we were. You know, we was just waiting on the official announcement.
Wow. And yesterday was the official announcement. Now, there's already rumors circulating that Terrell Owens and Warren Sapp might be coming into Jackson State. Have you heard that?
So I've been asking around about that. I went back and put my reporter hat on. Nothing has been confirmed. Even Coach Prime denied it. And one of the things that you have to deny things like this because there are certain things behind the scene. For example, with this particular deal, I'm pretty sure you all know this, Jackson State and Coach Prime were with two different parallel companies. Jackson State was with Nike and Coach Prime was with Under Armour. So before we can make this official, we have to resolve these types of obligations. So it could be some things behind the scenes that need to get worked out. But the people I've talked to and I've reached out to, there's nothing to confirm that Warren Sapp or Terrell Owens will be on this staff. Although if that were to happen, if you think we're on cloud nine now, Oh, man. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Right, right. Now, a lot of great people have came out of the SWAC conference, right? I think Jerry Rice came up out of there.
Jerry Rice, Michael Strahan, of course, Walter Payton, Robert Brazil came from Jackson State. You know, the SWAC of HBCUs have about 29 or 30 football Hall of Famers. So, you know, prior to integration, your black schools produced the NFL talent. You know, it wasn't until integration that black students, black athletes were allowed to go to predominantly white institutions, and that ushered in what you see now with these different universities. But prior to then, all of your best athletes that were African-American came from black schools.
Okay. Now, and I think FAMU just joined the SWAC conference.
FAMU and Bethune-Cookman have joined the SWAC conference. So they've kind of created like a super black football conference. And so this is great times. You know, we talked a few months ago and I told you that things feel different. This is before anything with Deion Sanders. You know, we were talking about, you know, just the social injustice, but things just feel different now. And one of the things that I mentioned earlier about this impact can be felt off the field is that Deion Sanders carries a lot of cachet. And because of that, you know, he has NFL contacts. So if I'm a, you know, big time recruit, you know, I may not need to go to Ole Miss or Mississippi State. You know, NFL teams would know about Deion Sanders and you can get a combine here where I can show off my talent. So his impact is going to be felt beyond the gridiron. It's going to be felt off the field as well, because people are going to invest in Jackson State just to sit around and hear Deion talk about the Super Bowl, or just to hear him talk about playing in the NFL. There are people at major conferences that are part of the coaches club that just want to sit around and listen to the coach talk. And they donate thousands of dollars into a program just to sit back and just be at your feet and listen to these particular stories. And Coach Prime is never one to shy away from a conversation.
Right. It's not only going to impact the SWAC conference, it's going to impact HBCU overall.
Yes. Yeah. This was a bold move, PA. This isn't a move that black schools do, okay? For a number of reasons, because of the lack of exposure, but most importantly, the lack of resources.
Right.
But to get someone of his caliber to come to Jackson, Mississippi, we're not talking about a major city. We're talking about in the belly of the South, you know, to get him to come here to a struggling program, to a program that hasn't won the SWAC, I think, in about 7 years.
Okay.
So for him to choose to come here, you know, it's going to say a lot. And not to mention, you know, you and Rob know this young lady by the name of Tracy Edmonds. They are together, and just her connections with entertainment and with the media, that's going to usher in some, because, you know, she came down with him, and I can only imagine the things that she's going to do while he's working here.
Wow. Aren't Babyface having any kids?
I think so. I want to say they have at least one or two.
I mean, Babyface might be coming to town and check on his kids. Wow, man, I am so proud for HBCUs, man. That was a win for all these black colleges, as you know, as a professor at HBCU, who educate our kids at a high rate. They graduate at a higher rate when they go to HBCUs. And so I'm glad to see that. And what was it like, man, to be in that room Monday morning, man?
Man, you know what? We were sitting on pins and needles. And it wasn't until he walked in the room and he walked into the building and got out of the Escalade that we officially felt that this was going to happen. You know, and then, you know, he has a son who verbally committed to Florida Atlantic. So, I mean, not sure if he's going to decommit, but it's something to keep an eye on, you know, but this is a big, big deal. I mean, you cannot underestimate what this means for black colleges, and you're seeing a change. We talked a few months ago about the young man who was a five-star athlete who chose to go to Howard for basketball. And you're seeing people like Chris Paul during the NBA playoffs, he was wearing, you know, black college gear, shoes and shirts. And then Steph Curry just invested in the golf program at Howard. So athletes are starting to pay attention to these black schools, even though they've never attended. Right. They understand their relevance and their importance. And that's, you know, Deion Sanders doesn't have really affiliation with an HBCU, but he understands their relevance. He understands their importance. And I attribute to the current climate in which, you know, being black and being unapologetically black is important.